This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The macroeconomic and environmental acronym of the day today is SAF, Sustainable Aviation Fuel, green gas for commercial airliners. Getting air travel and cargo to carbon neutral has always been a tough nut to crack. Planes have to go really far. They're also really heavy. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that whole idea is getting some lift.
You remember that part right at the beginning of Back to the Future 2 where Doc opens the lid off of Marty's trash can and starts putting banana peels into the DeLorean's fuel tank?
Wait a minute, what are you doing, Doc?
I need fuel!
Alright, even if you don't, the idea was that in the future, we would use waste to power our vehicles. Joshua Hine at the University of Dayton says we're not really that far off when it comes to sustainable aviation fuels, or SAFs, as folks in the space like to call them.
We're not packing quite the same energy density as Doc would need to fly around in the DeLorean, but waste feedstocks are really the first commercialized SAF feedstock source.
SAFs are what's called a drop-in fuel. Airlines can blend it with jet fuel and put it in a jet without completely redesigning the engine. Kristen Brandt is a research engineer at Washington State University.
That's a really big deal because an airplane lasts 30 or 40 years. So if you're having to change over airplanes for new technology, it's a massive amount of capital.
Shell says it aims to produce around 2 million tons of sustainable aviation fuel a year by 2025. That's 10 times more than it currently does. Dan Rutherford, aviation director at the International Council on Clean Transportation, says multinationals like Shell focusing on sustainable aviation fuels is a good thing, but only one piece of the puzzle. He says more innovation and extensive regulation is needed to encourage a rethinking of the entire airline industry.
I've been watching this space for about 10 years and really haven't seen the needle move. It's because voluntary goals don't work. They don't drive markets.
The Biden administration has set a goal of net zero emissions in aviation by 2050. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.